Welcome to Since You Asked with Jim Barrier on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Send Jim your questions about the Bible and Christianity to jim@cgmradio.com. Subscribe to Since You Asked by visiting us online at cgmradio.com/ask. And now, here's your host, Jim Barrier.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. That's Proverbs 9:10, and similar admonitions occur over 20 times in the Scriptures. In this case, fear means to revere God, a holy reverence. But the fear of the Lord is only the beginning of wisdom. My friend Mark Pendergrass says, "If one does not fear God, then he has never met God. If one does not love God, then they have never gotten to know God." So if your relationship with God is based on fear, I encourage you to get to know Him better. And while it is good to have a holy reverence for God, there are many things that we are not to fear. It has been said that the words "fear not" occur in the Bible 365 times, once for each day of the year. Well, I counted, and that isn't quite true, but the words "fear" and "afraid" are found in hundreds of passages. Here are some things that we should not fear. As a child of God, you need not fear His wrath. Isaiah 12 says, "Then you will say on that day, 'I will give thanks to you, Lord, for although you were angry with me, your anger has turned away. And you comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and song, and He has also become my salvation.'" Ephesians 2 says, "You were dead in your offenses and sins, in which you previously walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them we too all previously lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the rest. But God, being rich in His mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, made us alive together with Christ." 1 John chapter 4 says this, "By this love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. Because as He is, we also are in the world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear involves punishment. And the one who fears is not perfected in love." So, as a child of God, the children of God are not subject to God's wrath, so they do not need to fear it. Do not be afraid to trust God. In Luke chapter 12, Jesus said to His disciples, "For this reason I tell you, do not worry about your life as to what you are to eat, nor your body as to what you are to wear. For life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, they neither sow nor reap. They have no storeroom nor barn, and yet God feeds them. How much more valuable you are than birds! And which of you, by worrying, can add a day to his lifespan? Therefore, if you cannot do even a very little thing, why do you worry about the other things? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither labor nor spin, but I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow thrown into the furnace, how much more will He clothe you? You of little faith, and do not seek what you are to eat or what you are to drink, and do not keep worrying, for all these things are what the nations of the world eagerly seek. And your Father knows that you need these things, but seek His kingdom, and these things will be provided for you. Do not be afraid, little flock, because your Father has chosen to give you the kingdom." do not be afraid to obey God. In Hebrews 11, it says, by faith Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he left, not knowing where he was going. He was not afraid to obey God. And then God told him, take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and the one who had received the promises was offering up his only son. It was he to whom it was said, through Isaac your descendants shall be named. He considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead. Abraham's faith conquered his fear. Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. So now arise, cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot steps, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and as far as the great sea toward the setting of the sun, will be your territory. No one will be able to oppose you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not desert you nor abandon you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may achieve success wherever you go. The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will achieve success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. No doubt Joshua had Moses on a pedestal like everyone else, but God told him he would be with him just like he was his hero. Joshua was a man of courage. When Moses sent him with 11 other spies into Canaan, 10 of the spies came back afraid because of the giants in the land. But Joshua and Caleb said, "Oh yeah? Look at the size of these grapes." Don't fear the future. Jesus asked, "Can you add even one day to your life by worrying?" Now, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Do not fear, Abram. I am a shield to you. Your reward shall be very great." But Abram said, "Lord God, what will you give me since I am childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? Since you have given me no son, one who has been born in my house is my heir." Then behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "This man will not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir." And he took him outside and said, "Now look toward the heavens and count the stars, if you are able to count them." And he said to him, "So shall your descendants be." Then he believed in the Lord, and the Lord credited it to him as righteousness. And God spoke to Israel and said, "Jacob." And he said, "Here I am." And he said, "I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make you into a great nation there." Never be afraid to obey God. Along with this, we should not fear the unknown. In the Christmas story, things were about to take place that no one could see coming. They wouldn't even imagine these things. The angel said, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall name him John." And the angel said to Mary, "Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and give birth to a son, and you shall call him Jesus." And an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit." And an angel even appeared to the shepherds and said, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Do not be afraid of the unknown. God has a great adventure planned for you. And don't be afraid just because you can't see everything. In 2 Kings chapter 6, it says, "Now, when the attendant of the man of God had risen early and gone out, behold, an army with horses and chariots was circling the city. And the servant said to him, 'This is hopeless, my master. What are we to do?' And he said, 'Do not be afraid, for those who are with us are greater than those who are with them.' Then Elisha prayed and said, 'Lord, please open the eyes of my servant so that he may see.' And the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha." Horror films are very popular, and you know something scary is about to happen when someone turns their back on the camera and they can't see what's coming. Don't fear unknown danger. Proverbs 3 says, "When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden danger, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes." Don't fear impending doom. In Acts 27, Paul stood among the men and said, "Men, you should have followed my advice and not have set sail from Crete, and thereby spared yourselves this damage and loss. And yet now I urge you to keep up your courage, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For this very night an angel of God came to me and said, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand before Caesar, and behold, God has graciously granted you all those who are sailing with you. Therefore, keep up your courage, men, for I believe God that it will turn out exactly as I have been told." And don't fear when your expectations are not fulfilled the way you thought they would be. Now, after the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the tomb. And behold, a severe earthquake had occurred, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled away the stone and sat upon it. And his appearance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. The guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. And the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who has been crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, just as he said. Come, see the place where he was lying, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." And they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to report to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Rejoice." And they came and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go, bring word to my brothers to leave for Galilee, for they will see me." Their expectations were not fulfilled, but something far greater happened. Don't fear the power of God. Now, when it was evening, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and Jesus was alone on the land. And seeing them straining at the oars, for the wind was against them at about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the water. And he intended to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought that it was a ghost, and they cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke with them and said to them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind stopped, and they were utterly astonished. And Jesus took Peter and James and his brother John and led them up to a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became as white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you want, I will make three tabernacles here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." And while he was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground and were terrified. And Jesus came to them and touched them and said, "Get up, do not be afraid." And on another occasion, when Jesus had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon responded and said, "Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing, but I will do as you say and let down the nets." And when they had done this, they caught a great quantity of fish, and their nets began to tear. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both of the boats to the point that they were sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell down at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For amazement had seized him and all his companions because of the catch of fish which they had taken. And likewise also were James, John, the son of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not fear. From now on you will be catching people." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. So don't be afraid when God does amazing things. And this story brings up something else you should not fear: God's calling on your life. The book of Jeremiah begins with a conversation between God and his prophet. "I have appointed you as a prophet to the nations." Then Jeremiah said, "O Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, because I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, 'Do not say I am a youth, because everywhere I send you, you shall go, and all that I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid, for I am with you to save you,' declares the Lord." Even great prophets had to battle fear. In the book of Judges, the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon and said to him, "The Lord is with you, valiant warrior." And Gideon said to him, "Oh, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles which the Father told us about, saying, 'Did the Lord not bring us up out of Egypt?' But now the Lord has abandoned us and handed us over to Midian." And the Lord looked at him and said, "Go in this strength of yours and save Israel from the hand of Midian. Have I not sent you?" But he said to him, "Lord, how am I to save Israel? Behold, my family is the least in Manasseh, and I am the youngest in my father's house." Notice Gideon's fear was based on his dim view of his own qualifications. But the Lord said to him, "I will certainly be with you, and you will defeat Midian as one man." So Gideon said to him, "If now I have found favor in your sight, then perform for me a sign that you are speaking with me." And Gideon prepared an offering and brought it to him. And the angel of the Lord put out the end of his staff that was in his hand and touched the meat and the unleavened bread, and fire came up from the rock and consumed the meat and the unleavened bread. When Gideon perceived that he was the angel of the Lord, he said, "O Lord God, for I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." But the Lord said to him, "Peace to you, do not be afraid, you shall not die." Then Gideon built an altar to the Lord and named it, "The Lord is Peace." When God calls you, Don't be afraid. Make it a historical marker on your life's path. In Acts chapter 18, the Lord said to Paul, "Do not be afraid any longer, but go on speaking, and do not be silent, for I am with you, and no one will attack you to harm you, for I have many people in the city." And he settled there for a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. Don't be afraid to go where God sends you. Many people can quote 2 Timothy 1, which says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind." The rest of that verse says, "Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord." In other words, don't be afraid to give your testimony. Don't be ashamed of the Lord. Haggai 2 says, "As for the promise which I made to you when you came out of Egypt, my spirit remains in your midst. Do not fear." Sometimes we're afraid God won't keep his promises. Deuteronomy 1, verse 21 says, "See, the Lord your God has placed the land before you. Go up, take possession, just as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has spoken to you. Do not fear or be dismayed." What has God promised you? Don't be afraid of his promises, and don't be afraid to receive them. And don't be afraid if there are interruptions in your plans. One of the synagogue officials came and, upon seeing Jesus, fell at his feet and pleaded with him earnestly, saying, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Please come and lay your hands on her so that she will get well and live." And he went off with him, and a large crowd was following him and pressing in on him. Then this happens. A woman who had had a hemorrhage for 12 years and had endured much at the hands of physicians and had spent all that she had and was not helped at all, but instead had become worse. After hearing about Jesus, she came up in the crowd behind him and touched his cloak, for she had been saying to herself, "If I just touch his garments, I will get well." And immediately the flow of blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And immediately Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone out from him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my garments?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see the woman who had done this. But the woman, fearing and trembling, aware of what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be cured of your disease." Let Jesus speak peace into your fear. And while he was still speaking, people came from the house of the synagogue official saying, "Your daughter has died. Why bother the teacher further?" But Jesus, overhearing what was being spoken, said to the official, "Do not be afraid, only believe." And he allowed no one to accompany him except Peter, James, and John. And they came to the house of the synagogue official, and he saw a commotion and people loudly weeping and wailing. And after entering, he said to them, "Why are you making commotion and weeping? The child has not died, but is asleep." And they began laughing at him. But putting them all outside, he took along the child's father and mother and his own companions and entered the room where the child was in bed. And taking the child by the hand, he said to her, "Talitha cum," which translated means, "Little girl, get up." And immediately the girl got up and began to walk, for she was 12 years old. And they were completely astonished. Don't be afraid if God takes you on a detour. He has a bigger picture than you or I. And even when things go well, we can fear success. 1 Chronicles 22 says, "Now, my son, the Lord be with you, so that you may be successful and build the house of the Lord your God, just as he has spoken concerning you. Only the Lord give you discretion and understanding. and put you in charge of Israel, so that you may keep the law of the Lord your God. Then you will prosper, if you are careful to follow the statutes of the ordinances which the Lord commanded Moses concerning Israel. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be dismayed. I've known some people who are afraid to succeed for whatever reason. Some people are more comfortable in failure. Don't set your bar so low that success is meaningless. The fear of the Lord is only the beginning of wisdom. Don't be afraid to trust God. Don't be afraid to obey God. Don't fear God's power. Don't fear His calling on your life. Don't fear His promises. And don't fear success. Fear not.
Since You Asked is a production of Jim Barrier and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/ask.